Kingston City Hall, 216 Ontario Street. Built in 1844, this building would have been in existence by the time the first Chinese immigrants came to Kingston. Despite the imposing nature of this building, Kingston's bylaw revealed the level of acceptance for Chinese immigrants in the municipality. Despite institutionalized racism at both federal and provincial level, Kingston had no bylaws regulating the Chinese. This impacted the development and formation of Kingston's Chinese community. At the municipal level, Kingston's Chinese population did not face any geographic and spatial restrictions. The city would have enacted bylaws to restrict where Chinese immigrants lived, as many other Canadian cities did. In Ontario, cities such as Hamilton enacted bylaws restricting their Chinese population. Kingston's lack of discriminatory bylaws may be accounted for by the small size of Kingston's Chinese population. With the Chinese population resting below 100 before the Depression, it is likely that the city felt no need to impose restrictions. Perhaps the city was also more sensitive to discrimination because of its past history. In the 19th century, many Irish immigrants had been discriminated against and segregated from the community. Despite lack of municipal restrictions, Kingston's Chinese community did face prejudice and discrimination in the city. Sometimes discrimination was not overt and existed on a more passive level. Acting to differentiate the Chinese from the rest of the community. An example of this can be found in the Kingston City Directory. The directory listed Chinese laundries in a separate category, distinct from non-Chinese laundries. This was not until 1963 that the Kingston City Directory changed this and placed all laundromats in the same section. The Chinese community also faced discrimination on other levels, partly the result of institutionalized racism. Chinese immigrants had to deal with negative public perceptions of the Chinese community, which occurred across Canada. In Kingston, there was no violent public reaction to the Chinese population. However, there was not the case in other Canadian cities such as Vancouver and Calgary, where anti-Asian sentiment led to violence and riots against Chinese Canadians. Chinese immigrants in Canada faced discrimination and institutionalized racism at all levels of the government. After the completion of the Canadian Pacific Railway in 1885, the federal government acted to restrict Chinese immigration to address Canada's growing Chinese population. In 1885, the federal government passed its first anti-Chinese bill, legislating a head tax of $50 to be placed on all immigrants from China. It also restricted the number of Chinese immigrants entering the country and mandated government certificates for all Chinese to enter or leave Canada. This head tax increased over the next 18 years, peaking in 1903 at $500. In 1923, the Chinese Exclusion Act was introduced, effectively barring all Chinese immigrants who sought to enter the country. Chinese immigrants also faced discrimination from the Ontario provincial government. White women were legally prohibited from working in restaurants owned or managed by Chinese because of a provincial bill passed in 1914. similar legislation called White Women's Labor Law had previously been passed in Saskatchewan and British Columbia. However, Ontario was considered as a lenient province because Chinese immigrants could vote and seek employment in various professions such as law, pharmacy, and accounting during the 1920s. This was impossible in provinces such as British Columbia and Saskatchewan, which had extensive laws restricting the Chinese. Canada's discriminatory legislation against the Chinese was embarrassing in light of the contributions of Chinese Canadians across the country towards the war effort. Canada's policies also went against the United Nations Charter of Human Rights. In 1947, after 24 years, that Canadian government repealed the Chinese Exclusion Act. In 1962, the Chinese were able to apply to immigrate to Canada as independent immigrants. After the Second World War, the Chinese were allowed the right to vote in provincial and municipal elections. Finally, in 1967, the federal government implemented a universal point system for immigration. Under this new system, all ethnic groups were treated equally. While these discriminatory laws were annulled, it took considerably more time for the rights of the Chinese to be recognized and protected by the federal government.